The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky and it is 3:29, nearly 3:30. If you are listening to us live on 95.3 FM in Tacoma, and it is Thursday, March 11th, which in the United States at least is written as 3-11. That makes today National 311 Day. It is an annual reminder that dialing 311 from a phone is a resource for communities around the country to connect with city services and non-emergency services, including right here in Tacoma. You'll often hear me say, hey, you can dial 311 to get connected to the city of Tacoma if you are a listener of the Daily Briefing. Well, here's a little bit of history behind 311. The city of Baltimore, Maryland, adopted the first 311 system all the way back in 1996 as a way to ease pressure on an overburdened 911 emergency system. Folks were using 911 to report things like road debris or noise complaints or illegally parked vehicles and other non-urgent issues, and it was gumming up the works for those emergency responders. So this new system resulted in shortened wait times for emergency calls, helping 911 dispatchers get services, emergency services, to folks that needed them more quickly, and ultimately saving more lives through measurable metrics. So Tacoma's version of 311 launched in 2013 as the city's customer support center. It's available by dialing 311 from a phone anywhere in Tacoma and also has a mobile app called Tacoma First 311. It's also available as a clickable link at the top of cityoftacoma.org. You'll see Tacoma First 311. So happy March 11th or happy 311. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. There's lots of information available as well at the State Department of Health website. That's doh.wa.gov. If you go to wa211.org online, or if you dial 211 from a phone in Washington, you'll get linked up to all sorts of resources for social, health, and financial assistance through the United Way. Remember, if you got 911 for emergency services, 311 for non-emergency services related to the city, you can go to 211 for those social services. Let's see. The state's coronavirus hotline isn't quite as easy to remember. That is 1-800-525-0127. It's open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for all your coronavirus questions, whether it's related to PPE or distancing or what phase we're in or how can you get a vaccine. Again, that number is 1-800-525-0127. And if you prefer texting, you can text 211-211 and get your coronavirus questions answered that way. So one of the questions that we all have is regarding vaccines. And there are some updates. More than 10% of Washingtonians are now fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Almost a third of Washingtonians age 65 and older, so our elder neighbors, are fully vaccinated. That's awesome. Elders, you are eligible right now to schedule that vaccine. So if you're in that two-thirds chunk of Washingtonians who don't yet have the vaccine, you definitely are eligible and can, and I would say should, call your providers or contact the coronavirus hotline, see how you can get vaccinated. More than 18% of the state's population has received at least one vaccine dose. And those eligible to schedule vaccine appointments right now include pre-K through grade 12 educators and staff who work in K-12 school settings, including teachers and bus drivers, counselors, food service workers, administrators, and safety staff. First responders are also eligible. Elders 65 years and up, as I stated before, long-term care residents, and folks who are over 50 who live in multi-generational households, you might be caring for a grandchild or a niece or nephew, you are all eligible right now to get the vaccine, as well as veterans. Veterans of any age can get vaccinated through the VA. You can call 206-716-5716 if you are a veteran. Good news is that in just a few weeks, so by March 22nd, vaccine eligibility is expected to open up to greater numbers of people. That includes pregnant individuals, those with disabilities who whose disabilities put them at high risk for severe COVID illness, as well as folks who work in certain settings where they interact with lots of people that make them at high risk for getting COVID. So those are folks that work in agriculture, food processing, grocery stores, public transit, firefighting, law enforcement, and incarceration facilities. And by mid-April, the governor expects to be able to open vaccine eligibility to folks that are 16 and older who have two or more medical conditions that put them at high risk for severe COVID illness, as well as anyone over 50 who had not been previously eligible to receive a vaccine. Folks living in correctional facilities and certain group home settings are slated to become eligible by the end of April, somewhere around April 26th. And then all other adults can expect to have vaccine access by the start of summer. And we say adults because at this time, there are no COVID vaccines that are authorized at an emergency basis or in a general basis for use in children, for use in anyone under 16. The website covidwa.com isn't state-run, but it's been a valuable resource for eligible individuals who may be struggling to access vaccine appointments. If you are a Pierce County business or an organization that has capacity to run or facilitate a community vaccination clinic, you can contact the health department to see how you can help this effort at 253-649-1412. And of course, anyone can always go to coronavirus.wa.gov to search for providers, clinics, and pharmacies that are offering vaccine appointments. For our state updates today, the Washington State Department of Health is adopting the guidance released by the CDC regarding post-vaccine behavior. This is a recap from yesterday. But in general, individuals who are fully vaccinated can gather indoors with other fully vaccinated folks in private residences without masking. As long as you are fully vaccinated, that means 2 weeks after your final dose. Whether you're on a one-dose or a two-dose vaccine, you're considered fully vaccinated after 2 weeks after your final dose. Vaccinated individuals can also gather indoors with unvaxxed people from one other household. So, for example, that's visiting with relatives who all live together. And you could do that without masking unless any of those folks or anyone that they live with has an increased risk for severe illness from COVID-19. All individuals, regardless of vaccine status, should continue to wear masks when they're in public, avoid crowds, and take other precautions when gathering with unvaccinated people who are at high risk of serious illness from COVID-19. And of course, get tested even if you are vaccinated, if you are experiencing any of the symptoms we've come to associate with COVID-19. But today's big news across the state, this is the new update. Starting on March 22nd, all counties in Washington will advance to phase 3. And this is under a, yet again, revised COVID-19 reopening plan that was just announced by the governor shortly before we went to air today. Restaurants, gyms, bowling alleys, and other businesses will be able to operate at 50% capacity as of March 22nd. So you still got a little bit of wait time. A maximum of 400 people will be allowed to gather indoors or outdoors as long as everyone's still adhering to masking and physical distancing protocols. Outdoor sports and outdoor cultural venues will be permitted to host spectators at 25% capacity. Indoor youth athletic competitions will also be allowed. State park group campgrounds will reopen on March 22nd. And a little note on that, online reservations are scheduled to open up at noontime on March 18th and are expected to fill up quick. So if you're looking to book your state park camping expedition this summer, make sure that you are on the site by noon on March 18th. Additional updates with today's announcement include that the regional approach, which combined counties for the purposes of implementing COVID safety plans, will be abandoned. And any new restrictions or new reopenings will again be at the county level. So for a little bit, for the past 2 months, we've been in an 8-region way of organizing. So we've been in the Puget Sound region along with King County and Snohomish County. Well, we're reverting all back to measuring metrics by counties. So new metrics for determining phases will also go into effect. So in order to remain in phase 3, COVID rates in very populous counties will need to remain below 200 cases per 100,000 people over a 2-week period. And COVID hospitalizations will have to stay below 5 per 100,000 people for a one-week period. In counties with fewer than 50,000 people, metrics are far stricter. Those don't apply to Pierce County since we are a populous county. Cases among incarcerated individuals or jail workers will not count against a county in these metrics. The state will reevaluate counties every 3 weeks, with the first reevaluation happening on April 12th. So for now, between March 22nd and April 12th, we can count on every county in the state of Washington to be in phase three. One big caveat is that if the statewide ICU bed capacity, so that's intensive care beds in our hospitals, ever exceeds 90%, all counties statewide would revert back to phase one. So again, we're looking at the average statewide intensive care bed capacity. If that ever goes above 90% in Washington, then all counties would go back to phase one, which is kind of what we've known to call lockdown. More information on all of this is right now available at governor.wa.gov in the news section. It's pretty new because the governor just announced it today, this afternoon, shortly before air. So I imagine that within the next day or two, it'll also be available at coronavirus.wa.gov in the news section. Now, in addition to that announcement, with the number of new cases of COVID-19, while those new cases have declined or plateaued across the state, cases of more contagious virus variants are increasing. And so the State Department of Health notes that our current virus rate is actually still higher than it was after our third virus wave. A recent increase in Western Washington cases among individuals aged 20 to 39 actually might be predictive of another viral wave coming, as it had been a precursor to previous viral waves of coronavirus increases in the general population over this past year. Despite allowances for larger gatherings on the horizon as of March 22nd, health officials from the State Department of Health still emphasize the urgency and importance of continued masking, hand washing, and distancing until viral rates are down even further. Whew, that was a lot of state-level updates for today. We do have some regional updates. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department is reporting 126 new COVID cases today and 3 COVID-related deaths. The 14-day case rate per 100,000 in our county was 154. The health department is holding a series of community-led vaccination events for individuals who are members of communities who have been disproportionately affected by COVID illness in Pierce County. These include Indigenous, Black, and people of color, LGBTQ plus folks who meet vaccine eligibility requirements, people from low-income households, immigrants and refugees, people from rural communities, those with technology barriers, including the elderly, and an upcoming vaccine event for folks in those categories that I just mentioned will be held tomorrow. That's March 12th at Pacific Lutheran University. It's a walk-up event. You can call 253-649-1412 between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. if you need help registering yourself or if someone else needs help registering for this vaccine opportunity. If you received your first dose vaccine at one of the health department's community vaccine events, you should be looking for an email with information for your second dose. If you can't locate that email, you can call the health department at 253-649-1412. If you are a Pierce County renter and you are struggling to pay rent, there's new funds that are available for rental and utility assistance at piercecountywa.gov/housinghelp. And if you don't have internet access, you can call 211 and say, hey, I'm a Pierce County resident, and I am interested in getting linked up to housing help resources for rental and utility assistance. And for those that are experiencing food insecurity, tomorrow on March 12th, starting at 11 a.m., the Salvation Army will be holding a drive-through food box distribution event. It will be at the Washington State Fairgrounds Gold Lot, and that will be starting at 11 a.m. until all 1,000 boxes of food have been distributed. It's free of charge, and there's no eligibility requirements for that. Moving on to Tacoma information. The City of Tacoma has partnered with a private property owner to establish a hygiene station at South 8th Street and Yakima Avenue through April 7th of this year. This is a pilot program that offer services including portable toilet facilities, hand washing stations, dumpsters, and supplies for collecting trash, on-site evening security from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., and routine daytime monitoring. These services are in accordance with COVID-19 recommendations by the CDC to not disperse any existing homeless encampments, but to support COVID-19 mitigation amongst our unsheltered neighbors. More information regarding the hygiene station can be obtained by calling 253-250-1766 or by visiting cityoftacoma.org/hygienestations. If you'd like to get involved in supporting unsheltered community members, you can email shelters@cityoftacoma.org or call 253-591-5000. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites throughout our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and Seymour Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, and at the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center, among others. You can, of course, go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me, or if you don't have the internet and you would need to find COVID testing near you, you can, of course, call the State Coronavirus Hotline at 1-800-525-0127. In addition to permanent regular testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department offers free mobile testing events. The remaining ones this week and this weekend include tomorrow, March 12th at PLU, that's Pacific Lutheran University, and at TCC, that's Tacoma Community College. On Saturday, March 13th, the Health Department will be offering free COVID-19 tests at the Tacoma Musical Playhouse, as well as at the 6th Avenue Apartments, which is also in Tacoma. And on Sunday, March 14th, they'll be out at Fort Stilcomb Park, as well as at the E.B. Wilson Apartment Complex in Tacoma. Testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you need later hours, the department also administers tests at the Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station until 5:30 p.m. on most days. If your business or organization has the capacity to serve as a mobile testing site, you can get in touch with the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department by emailing tsmith@tpchd.org. Of course, some pharmacies, including Walgreens and Rite Aid, are also offering either drive-up rapid antigen testing or take-home testing as well. My name is Becky. This has been today's daily briefing. The KTQA daily briefing comes at you on most days in the 3 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday, and with rebroadcasts at 6 p.m. Remember, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for Community Resources. Our phone number where you can call or text us is 253-330-8821. And if you missed any part of today's daily briefing, give us a text or call so we can help fill you in, or you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. And now, since my day job, apart from bringing you the daily briefing, is being a K-12 educator, I'm off to get my COVID test. Excuse me, COVID vaccine. I'm off to get my COVID vaccine. Talk to you tomorrow. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.